Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, January 14th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Congress impeaches President Trump a second time, but the Senate may never try the case. Nancy Pelosi violates her own gender language rules. LA officials tell residents to wear masks inside their own homes. Also ahead, what really led to the Capitol riot last week? But first, House Democrats voting to impeach the president again with 10 Republicans signing on. Mr. Trump, now the only chief executive in history to face the maneuver twice. Final vote 232 for, 197 against. Many members of the GOP rejected the articles, but still blame the president for the Capitol assault. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell telling colleagues he will not schedule any trial proceedings against Mr. Trump until after Joe Biden's inauguration, possibly never. Other lawmakers are calling for a 100-day break to assess the charges and allow the new president, Joe Biden, a few months in office before engaging in more political chaos. That would be smart. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi throwing out her own gender language rules. Said Pelosi, quote, "I stand before you as a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a daughter." Now, those type of words were banned in Pelosi's recent guidelines for Congress. She should have said, as a partner, parent, elder, and child. Maybe she'll fine herself. The Secret Service, D.C. Police, National Guard, Department of Homeland Security, and officers with 12 other departments fortifying Washington, D.C. ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration. At least 20,000 troops will patrol the city during the ceremony. The Washington Monument closed until further notice. Health officials in L.A. instructing residents to wear masks when inside their own homes. An average of 10 people in Los Angeles test positive for COVID every minute. Deaths up 1,000% since November. Doctors say the biggest source of new cases originate from family gatherings and private parties. In a moment, the fuse that led to insurrection in Washington, D.C. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Donald Trump received about 74 million votes in November, more than any other presidential candidate in history, except for Joe Biden, who got about 80 million. Mr. Trump does not believe he lost the election, saying over and over there was significant fraud. Here are some examples of what Mr. Trump is talking about. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania violated its own constitution by illegally changing the mail-in ballot rules at the last minute. COVID was the reason for the change. However, Pennsylvania actually began altering voting rules in early 2020, about this time last year. And the new guidelines were transmitted to both campaigns, Trump and Biden. No one objected to the new rules when they were proposed. So, even though there was a constitutional violation, the courts ruled that because there was no challenge to the voting change, they were not going to overturn the vote in Pennsylvania. Mr. Trump also believes that more than 5,000 dead people voted in Georgia. Well, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation did look into that charge and determine just two illegal ballots were cast from deceased residents. Another Donald Trump accusation. 18,000 ballots in Atlanta were cast three times each. That was based on videotape. But again, that was looked at by the authorities in Georgia, and they came to the conclusion that the ballots in question were not cast three times, they were checked three times. Now, this one is a little dubious in my opinion. I do believe there were shenanigans around Atlanta in those counties, but I can't prove it. There's another claim that 20,000 people in Georgia under the age of 18 voted, but no one has been produced in that crew. No one. Finally, President Trump and his administration claim that 10,000 felons voted from federal prison in Arizona, which would be illegal. But again, Arizona authorities investigated and they found zero evidence that anybody voted from a federal prison. Still, millions of Americans believe the election was corrupt. And in some states, former Attorney General William Barr says it was. But, Mr. Barr goes on, it was not enough to overturn any state. So, emotions are high. Evidence is low. But the people who attacked the Capitol acted on emotion. And the whole country was shocked. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. During the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church dominated European politics from its headquarters in Rome. One policy openly embraced by some in the Vatican is shocking. It's slavery. Between 1456 and 1481, the Catholic Church released multiple documents endorsing the Spanish monarchy's practice of capturing, enslaving, and selling Africans and other non-believers. Spain was, of course, a Catholic country. The Vatican did not want to alienate the king and queen. In 1514, Pope Leo confirmed, quote, "The king can invade, search out, capture, vanquish, and subdue all enemies of Christ, wheresoever placed, and reduce their persons to perpetual slavery," unquote. Now, that edict kicked off a global slave trade, which haunts this planet to this day. For 300 years, 12 million Africans were shipped across the Atlantic Ocean by companies operating alongside the governments of Great Britain, Spain, France, Portugal, and Holland. Those are the countries that spearheaded the slavery industry. 3 million human beings died during those slave voyages. 3 million. In the early 19th century, the Catholic Church started changing on the issue. Millions of Africans openly embraced Christianity across North and South America. The popes then started to question whether followers of Christ should be enslaved by other Christians. France, the UK, and the USA did ban the importation of new slaves, but allowed citizens the right to continue to own other people. In 1890, Pope Leo XIII issued two letters to the government of Brazil outlining the distinction between just and unjust slavery, whatever that means. And here's something else you might not know. The Catholic Church would not expressly forbid slavery until 1965, back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.